Good evening to all of you out there in TV land. Welcome to the Oglala Lakota College Lakota Storytelling Hour. I want to say good evening to all of our regular listeners, to those of you who are just now tuning in, those of you on the road on your way home. Watch out, it is slippery out there. And just like to greet all of you listening with a good heart and heartfelt handshake to all of you. This is Peter Hill, also known as Paha, and it is a good day today. Gakia kilima kote onta dona siata anafo sana kalkina. Dona o goat yotila la hantichana anaunya hopsantichana. Na dona la chalakchi ikansla yagalui leokana. Na dona wana wati yagalustano naga hub yaglafi kina iu ha chandewa se anate chisa fellow. Bahamiata ke lechon gato yotake. Ayukha Togehti I Lechimachti Wachakte Ake Le'el Obhamakyot Ake Wokile Wakiwachi Lakotiog Le Tehila Gesa Nehechetu Na O Himian Yuginina Hinayin Tachalila Shadia Wasi Chi'i Itchusheka Hoat Aksakale Spetiki Ha Lechi'u Ogishi Lechala Mas Amakitina Siata Wila Gitiake Estokashi Mish Togate Okoki Wau Owaki Hikeshi Nadoksa He Iwaglakin Ke Hotalexia Nakopdana Gehantanas Lila and Petuasu and Yuhayo Lakotia Womaki Lakachansna I Wamashake Blihimikie Awana omaka dona hehan lakoli algle mfit itse wa chamihina lakshivira omakina yama pashtake and hokata kia gula hea I yaglaf e lakoti wa nita wa chilo na hachki wa dohon snaata chti chiket e ipaska I yeglaf nesnake a wagalaka cha amici kinsako Na naku hitheta, ta kuhti ibeh hithehantanas amilti kinsa guasteke. So anyway, I want to say thank you as always to Lexi Bryan for inviting me onto this radio show, which he's had for a couple of years now through Oglala Lakota College. And I know that I'm not the only one out there that really appreciates all the work he does on behalf of the Lakota language in terms of its revitalization and passing it on to the future generations. I talked to him about an hour ago, and he's not able to be here today because he's bogged down at home. And that's fine. Next week I will not be able to be here for the show, and I'll talk about why that is in a little bit. So I really want to say especially good day to Lexi, and it will be good to reach you now when we are back on the air. I really enjoy the shows that we are able to do, and to all those of you out there listening, this is a bilingual show, and I am not a first language speaker of Lakota, so please do forgive me as a learner for any mistakes in language speaking. And I know there are lots of good fluent speakers out there, far better speakers, far more knowledgeable than I am, which is why we always say, the door is open, and if you have a story or a contribution, or something that you want to pass on during our show time here, come on up and we will make room for you. And And once again, just a reminder, be careful out there. The roads are really slick, so drive carefully if you're on the way home from work or otherwise driving on the roads. Chanpuki la tushu ketsa I wayandia yadaka papita. Ale le traffic toki togata ogoki I elwa umstefi. Ichi awanki zaza bambetu ki ha wiyoji ambatati minike. O tkua he wa tkongatla ochi abtaita minike. Washichi a Washington DC. Ichi le tan sakte chanki ha Mitraso Barack Obama Chiake I Kanchangako inauguration app. Hejokis to inaugurate Lakota Apology. Gunas I Toskiatsu. Gunas Wakheswa Gitatunpite. SS I Kansum Num I Sutala Iwatu. November Doki, 4th, May 5th, Uheha, Obama Tachniha. Uyikha, Ihihaniki, Tim Johnson, Chaotis, Gimas Aki, Sina, Na, I, Kansue Dango Habe, Ipte. Ipunka, I, Kansue Dango, Ngitu, Pite, Ash, Nahakchi, Donakte, Ki, Spo, Unakchi, Noeb. Chita, Omaki, Akana, Saze Omaop, I, Nagoksa, Onach umayach da gerd. Ika tse hamas amati kshav shmisha ienawe. Honaha gitach ji onach umayana tansuki iomahi na numak uboki di gerd. Mitroitsi ki lila abalawachi es chawashi ki ampetir hinak uboki psi. Ika Kalawa and Lankiksu in the Hingle. And Hekta Belokeha, Wakhon Kichis Apoheha, El Unaha, Kishiwagalakinaha, Inauguration of Tayukhe Kije, Hocha Mas Alkiksina, Kansu Agabuan Buluhakikhe, Cha Imuhina, Laya Chinhuo, Ekunka Aka, Aka Yuski Teo. Chakalawa unhem Minnesota Tahanina ha hell at the Ungitiote. Chahelila el ewachin leho. Hata ampetuti balawahe. So just to say in English, what I was talking about is that the reason I won't be here for our show next week is that I am heading east to Washington, D.C. for the presidential inauguration. For the inauguration of Barack Obama as the president on Tuesday the 20th of January. And I was able to obtain 2 free tickets through Tim Johnson's office. I called them the day after the inauguration to ask if they were going to have tickets available. And they did, but they didn't know how many yet that they would be receiving to distribute. But they said they put me on the list and let me know, and then it really, geez, it was about 5 weeks before I heard from them again. And they did say that they had tickets. I was able to get 2. I was hoping to take my wife, but she couldn't get the days off of work. But the one who originally floated the idea to me and planted the seed in my head of going to the inauguration was a friend of mine who came to our wedding last summer. And so after I got the tickets, I called him up and asked if he would like to go. And he was really excited about that. So he's going to come from Minnesota. There's a couple of other Red Cloud people who are also going along. And it should be really something. So as my students know, that's really on my mind. I'm really looking forward to being there for that. They said upwards of 2.5 million people are going to be there. So just hope they got enough bathrooms set up around the Capitol. Hona I 해왔기 제시하니 렉시오 마키아키나 사거작 바크기에 자니 쿠피한 해지기 글루학사케 원이어 두 원지차 사케 혹시 happy birthday Braylon of Hoshi Saturday I think it was SS in a dark so oh heck down here huh in the cardiogra won't go up on a dark one eoxilium saeum petrum malae oyanke kele el oyalaki otakcha el e la koriapiki dokakiakis alecha Abelas of Hunta, Oyawaki el, a Kutiakiki, Balaza to use up. Wasichi, in Lakota language is pushed to the periphery of the curriculum. It's marginalized in a lot of our school systems. Wombalaki, Oyawaki, Lila Lakotiaki, Lakotiaki, El Ewachi, Nash, class of the Jonala. One wants to make you happy. And some of the school students might only have Lakota anything once a week, or not even as much as that. And often the language teacher has to also wear the hats of being the Lakota culture teacher, history teacher, traditional games teacher, spirituality teacher, all at the same time. And, you know, I really support having these things in the curriculum. And I think that these teachers are really put at a disadvantage because it's hard enough to teach language when you have students 5 days a week. Almost impossible to really advance with the language instruction when you're expected to also be teaching beadwork, traditional government, sacred sites, Hochishipa, Inkbata, the Sweat Lodge, the Chioshpae, Lakota Values, etc., etc., and you only have the students for an hour once or twice a week. And so, you know, for example, at Red Cloud, they're really trying to expand the Lakota curriculum, as I've talked about in previous shows. And I hope that kind of language expansion, you know, language being a key part of a school curriculum, especially a high school curriculum, well, actually any level of school curriculum, you know, that's really going to start happening more and more as this language revitalization movement really takes off. Nish inse he haila balaza te unza punchinchi. Wala ki takuku class is ichupi. Silence, math, English. Na hemu halila unpakita. Hotala koti atiki na ku yuanka unza punchin. You know, the other classes in the curriculum are obviously very important. They're math class, they're history class, you know, science classes. And, you know, me being a history teacher myself, you know, I don't want to see any of those classes, you know, pushed off to the margins. But I think that there's also a place among, for lack of a better way to put it, the real classes. For Lakota language to be a class that meets as often, where they are required to take as many classes as part of the school curriculum, you know, where it's treated as seriously as the rest of the curriculum. You know, I said last week we were saying Lakota language is sometimes treated kind of like gym class, you know, and physical education is really important. That's not to to discount the importance of gym class, but the meaning of that statement is that it's often sort of treated within the schools as something that's not really you know not really part of the grading system. not something where they might expect, you know, to be really challenged, scholastically challenged academically, you know, or have homework and that sort of thing. So what we see over time, especially by the time the students get to the high school, is that a lot of them have a mindset that, you know, Lakota classes are not really part of the main curriculum. You know, they got their real classes, and then on the side, kind of like a side dish, they have their Lakota classes. And so hopefully, you know, there's a lot of research that shows the importance of students learning two languages as, you know, as they grow up and as they go through their education. And obviously here in Lakota country, from a cultural standpoint, you know, not just at home but also in the schools, it's good for the students to have that foundation in their heritage language and culture. And so it was really good news for me. Recently, a friend of mine sent me a copy of the new OSC Constitution. And as many of you know, there were recent amendments on the ballot. And most of the amendments passed and made certain minor to moderate changes to the Constitution. And I just want to draw attention to one. It was a little amendment and a small change, but I think one that has the potential to be really important. And let's see, I wrote it down. It is Amendment Z, Article 4, Powers of the Council, Section 1, Enumerated Powers. And it's just one sentence that that was changed. Now, here's the old wording. It says that this is an enumerated power of the council to cultivate native arts, crafts, and culture, to administer charity, and to protect the health and general welfare of the tribe. The new wording is as follows, and notice what is added in there, that it is an enumerated power of the council to regulate, preserve, and strengthen native arts, crafts, culture, and the Lakota language. So it's in there, the Lakota language. You know, that's something that, you know, at a constitutional level, that the council has the power or the mandate, I guess you could call it, to not only preserve but also strengthen the Lakota language. And you know, it was passed back in 1990, I believe, almost 20 years ago now, Lakota being the official language of the Pine Ridge Reservation. And, you know, we've talked on the show about this before, and it's not really going out on a limb to say this, that resolution is really good, but it doesn't necessarily have teeth, as they say. It's hard to say how that really changes things. You know, the tribal council meetings are not required to be in Lakota. The English language is everywhere. It's infiltrated every level, you know, of government and sort of everything we do here on the reservation. And so hopefully this plus, you know, added on to that resolution, declaring Lakota the official language, you know, this movement that Lexi and I always talk about will start to gain some momentum. And particularly at the level that I work within every day, at the level of schools, the educational level, that Lakota classes will start to become more of a central part of the mainstream curriculum. And, you know, I really want to say hello out there to everyone that is teaching Lakota language, everyone out there that's teaching any subject. You know, as someone that works in the schools, I know the challenges. I know the you know, the ins and outs of the job, the challenges, the delays, the ups and the downs, and especially to the long-term teachers, those who've been teaching 10, 20, 30 years. You know, we really, really appreciate all that you do. And, of course, anybody out there, you know, keeping the Lakota language in the home, teaching Lakota language to your children or grandchildren, nieces and nephews, you know, really, it's really a good thing that you're doing, and we really appreciate it. So, I think next week or 2 weeks from now, when Alexi and I are both back, maybe we'll talk about that issue a little more. And he told me in time for me to grab some things from home that he would not be able to come. So let's see. I did bring a story because it is the Lakota Storytelling Hour. And I've got a couple of things here, so let's see, maybe a joke, then really talking seriously here a little bit about issues, so tell a little joke here. You know, it's kind of odd sitting here in the studio, talking to yourself. After a while, it kind of makes you wonder if the mic's even on or if you're just sitting in a room talking to yourself. But anyways, every time we have the show, people tell us that they listen. So anyway, here is joke in Lakota, and maybe joke shall translate. Wadoham hekta omakha doki hekstemina zapta onheha kiwahewa otuma hekhank ekta yok dagulis dumpi. Heyun khanta halilek se hamazaska kta dumpi. Na wana ichi chiyo yuhapi. Has gita lani hinchiak. Wajini o yanke ki ikhanka o manishni. Chawasuchu o uyampi ki aata. Hatas o tuloyachi. Ho as yechin ki anta wa yuhana makhoche o api wa yuhana. Yawapi mspeti. Hocha wapkaki stana eina. And petit yata yana yana gida chi o tuma het hanke kta ipi. Iu na wana tseha ayacha wancha gana oichi mani kipi wanji olepi. O hanke te wanji iaya na ichwa tungasi tkupi ki iichat a o tkanko yeta yeki nicha. Hocha tsiopi tkogav a hitpe api. Tkakoza hoksilo mankichi. Ikha Tanaus tima yayana oihe tipiki olehan piukhan. Ungnaihalaka wichakhtalaki dakawa woini han choyanke. Winukhtalawa wichitkhokapia. Hata. Doketala nas us omani. Ikhan. Kikahapia itkhokabinazina e. Batnwa abut inze. Wadohon ikhan ikhoka tsiopawa ungnahelaka iechinka nara na winukhtalaki mahelia. Ikhan tsiopaki echa na okite. Utrachtalaki ata tchasag eu. Tsiopaki iwanka retuina inska. Leit elanjigzi na ilelena wo iawa. Wasichi in numbers. Wanjigzi atri. Etsu ukhan wanjigzi nasnisti numberski. O hanke te kiope ki akhe naga. Na wana wia la wa aata tsocha aata te hi haskaska na ishtazi hi wa steste cha hinakse. Mishakta la ki khansait e ijata ayita ki wianti abaleze ha. Etke istata kpana ikhana iye. Mishakta la ki tkakoza kpatu ki tsansa akhto o yisina. Inachtina nikusiki glio iayo ekie. Inachtina nikusiki glio iayo ekie. So anyway, in English, back, say about 50 years ago, there was a reservation family that decided to make a trip to the big city, and they'd been saving their money for a long time, and they finally had enough to make the journey. But they're a little nervous. None of them had ever been off the reservation before, and they didn't know much about life off the reservation in that day. But they had a car and they had a map and you know, all of that. So they packed up their stuff and headed out, drove all day long and drove, and finally got to the big city. And by that time it was getting late, so they were looking around for a hotel. They found a hotel, and just then the grandpa of the family really had to go bathroom. So they dropped him off at the front door with his grandson to go with him. So anyway, they walked into the lobby, and they were looking around for a bathroom, and all of a sudden the old man saw something that really kind of blew his mind. And here it was. There was an old lady. She walked in front of them, really kind of hunched over, shuffling, had a walker. And anyway, she got to the wall and pushed a button on the wall, and here the door opened. And that woman went inside. And then the door closed in front of that old woman, or closed behind her. And the old man was really stunned at this. He didn't know what to make of it. And looked up above the door, and lights were going on one by one. And eventually they started going out one by one in the reverse direction. And the door opened again. But this time, instead of the old woman, there's this real pretty young girl came out, young woman with a long hair and real pretty brown eyes, and grandpa was just staring at her open mouth, and when the young woman noticed this, she gave him a wink and a little laugh before she headed out. So as a result of this, the old man really grabbed his grandson's arm, and he said, "Hey, go get your grandma." So Kola, who sent me that one over email, that was a good one. But anyway, it is, as I said, the Hawaii Storytelling Hour, and it would not be complete without a story. And a while back I was kind of working on a little project. I always had these little projects, and it was taking children's books and translating them into Lakota so that they would be bilingual. And this particular book is called The Girl Who Loved Wild Horses, and it is by Paul Goebel. The Lakota title, Wikosta Lakawan Shumwatkogala Kewicha Fila Pihe. And it's a really nice story, and I take the blame for any errors in translation, errors in vocabulary, errors in pronunciation, but I really like the story, and so that will be the story for tonight. Hochalechta tikiha vicholyakekle awahina. Ehani, Oyakuti Ohinia, Igalag Umpi. We chose the Iaza Pte Optaeki, Otravi Chakua Omanipi. Sukua Kauta, we chayapi. Kiyaksek and Awoyaha, we chakichit impi, we chakichit impi kacha. Nasunko akha e yota luza hampi ki hana teki uchakho akta unste uchakhi api. The people were always moving from place to place following the herds of buffalo. They had many horses to carry the teepees and all their belongings. They trained their fastest horses to hunt the buffalo. Wichochiwael, Wikosalakoa, Shunkawaksamilechilichakirachati. Asna ampo hehoni glusiche. Gazanzana zintalagi loampiki hehoni glusichi nasna. Shunkawaksanki wakbata uiche. Iwasela uichasi nasna ihaka manipi. Shunkawaksanki ha. Dana uicha dachnise ki oyate ki avalezat. Kazi iota yu iok pipita wikoskalaki ki sloye. Na iwobulu chana jekdel o iobulu la wan el ionapka piki na gusloye. Na gana sunko akhanji unkhuit kechans na kichaye. There was a girl in the village who loved horses. She would often get up at daybreak when the birds were singing about the rising sun. She led the horses to drink at the river. She spoke softly and they followed. People noticed that she understood horses in a special way. She knew which grass they liked best and where to find them shelter from the winter blizzards. If a horse was hurt, she looked after it. Kampetu iyo la hunkuki minik ina chanpahi oki nesna igluskam chano ikoskalakiki shunkoakhanki og unkatsa iaikia. Oblaiki el iayu huichakwa et ohini chlotkhaina okitke. Ampetu wan el wiki wan gatuya hina ikoskalaka kibila hwa. Chasinaki makhati yibala ekitinaki na iunke. Shunko akhanti wanach cha ohaha waaslati kibila onach unashtegechi. Hantea iskime. Ikhe hayawakia hokhum as isichepsi. Matohan ikha makhtia shapa ea wokhok kre ahi na wakhangli ki ikha ni hingle. Ha athetsina ki tversi. Ea ikha deki ideki wakhwa ea gasto na maharjumana ki smea isime kia. Every day, when she had helped her mother carry water and collect firewood, she would run off to be with the horses. She stayed with them in the meadows, but was careful never to go beyond sight of home. One hot day when the sun was overhead, she felt sleepy. She spread her blanket and lay down. It was nice to hear the horses eating and moving slowly among the flowers. Soon she fell asleep. A faint rumble of distant thunder did not waken her. Angry clouds began to roll out across the sky with lightning flashing in the darkness beneath. But the fresh breeze and scent of rain made her sleep soundly. Ngenahelaka wakia duampiki huhu hingirina makhaki kahunze. Mikhotkalaki di woni hinshie unnaji hie. Daakuk es wanati kteun. Shunko akhanki yeit iana woyis iaye un puh puhapi. Mikhotkalaki di shunko akhama akseohanki oyispina agani hie. Suddenly there was a flash of lightning, a crash and rumbling which shook the earth. The girl leapt to her feet in fright. Everything was awake. Horses were rearing up on their hind legs and snorting in terror. She grabbed the horse's mane and jumped on his back. Wanchagana optaiki kate iacham na ungiab. Mikoskalatiki hoye wichaki na imagine chashi ashwatia lila hotchumcha na chumsni. Gagini imagine wichaki ojishni. Shunkahu git insia yuzina napsu un apseohanki aksisianke. Awakina shunkhtaina nafusu zokte. In an instant the herd was galloping away like the wind. She called to the horses to stop, but her voice was lost in the thunder. Nothing could stop them. She hugged her horse's neck with her fingers twisted into his mane. She clung on, afraid of falling under the drumming hooves. Shunko akhanki lila och ankhoya naumkapi. Wakiyanki nawichaki khokdacha. Minikiyaya iyacha paha uptapta na osmak okha riyala naumkaya. Woyis iyaya u iyankala na hankiyama khoche wan khokchacha ekta ehuni. Osikacha kikitach si optiye na kaspiyaya. Shunko akhama wadukha piki ohangeta khahi ayapi na inajimpi. Wichach piki hinapki na hahepi wiki iyo yapa. na un koshkara ki ki taha e oksa he ki waka o kihi. Ma khoche ki ieki es ni na nuniti ki sloye. The horses galloped faster and faster, pursued by the thunder and lightning. They swept like a brown flood across hills and through valleys. Fear drove them on and on, leaving their familiar grazing grounds far behind. At last the storm disappeared over the horizon. The tired horses slowed and then stopped and rested. Stars came out and the moon shone over hills the girl had never seen before. She knew they were lost. Ihi haniki shunkawa kama hotkuhan shali koshkalakiti yakiche. Shungaloka hechena yutiagalasta. Mikoshkalakiti itokab steha haska na makati na bubuna. Akseo hanki gulichancha. Ata woini haya was akina ita na oangwaste. Dagni ie hayashmi. Ogalaki na hema kocheki a shunkawa kan itkanshan ki hechake. Now we cross the lake ki obo unya okihi ke tia. We cross the lake ki lila chante waste na shunkwa kha umaki tsayu anka li jitsu na wiyuski na hotchum. Yuska unti na ozaki o atchogala ki obo unti chanke. Next morning she was wakened by a loud neighing. A beautiful spotted stallion was prancing to and fro in front of her, stamping his hooves and shaking his mane. He was strong and proud and more handsome than any horse she had ever dreamed of. He told her that he was the leader of all the wild horses who roamed the hills. He welcomed her to live with them. She was glad, and all her horses lifted their heads and neighed joyfully, happy to be free with the wild horses. Oyatiki koshkalaka kilira olefi ash ojiyachi. Shunko akhanki obdokaha. Ho ash. Hedaha omak huanjichi kan wichasa numak hua manipi. Bahawa hiyahan piki sechehan shumwat hogla opteiki wankab. Shumbaloka gleska umhe khogahe mani. He isat ki wik hoskalaka wan shum chinchala wan yus aecha wankab. Hoya kia na wik hoskalaka ki na fe wichaki choze. He shumbaloka ki opteiki obi iyawe. The people searched everywhere for the girl and the banished horses. They were nowhere to be found. But a year later, two hunters rode into the hills where the wild horses lived. When they climbed the hill and looked over the top, they saw the wild horses led by the beautiful spotted stallion. Beside him rode the girl leading a colt. They called out to her. She waved back, but the stallion quickly drove her away with all his horses. Uchashiki Naungalapina kihuniki na dakwayankati ki oyakab. Uchotiki awichashiki yuhasin luzahanki akimuchaglozako na area. Lila teha akayanko mani na ohanke te shunkoakhanki uchaki galehapi. Shunbaloka ki wikotkalaka na shunchinchalaki ohitia na wichakshiji. Uchio homini iamska. Uchasiki uchikiala upika okiuchnichanke. We can't use our team as Nakhakas can so give me. Dagen is ikokes me. Istaki we shakti ta faka sex the weakta. Puch purina stakeki wakien yesa na bubu. We chastity war he to get kawaki ini happy. We koskalakaki a youth box is me ka. As iek hasunkeki si paka sena etanghifta. The hunters galloped home and told what they had seen. The men mounted their fastest horses and set out at once. It was a long chase. The stallion defended the girl and the colt. He circled round and round them so that the riders could not get near. They tried to catch him with ropes, but he dodged them. He had no fear. His eyes shone like cold stars. He snorted and his hooves struck as fast as lightning. The riders admired his courage. They might never have caught the girl if such a horse stumbled, and she fell. Kunkunat bukuki ake wangalaka cha yuskipi. Nadoki tweet bukiki incha yokti kagetin. Kiata gli uncha. تا اکی کنی یو چی چگی عباله زدی شن چین چلا نسن وات خوگواتی او با اکی اونی چا شندوک دانی جی اتخنی اگنخ دل جی نا وی محل یاد شنسن او یاکی کشن بلوکا دلسکاپی نخ اونی هی هنتی چنوی خوز بلاکی کشن بیشو یا دوسی جی هود خون و دو هنی چنوی خوز بلاکی جی خوز ایر Wa pili chasgi a piad es o gici. Sa do cesgi e chunti yw chan e chel yank da hechi yw chab. Na leta a wisi yw chde. Sunwad chogla gi obwa imenak e gi e chel yw mat kie. Hena da gui chawa e chdo. E chel yw chagle me ak yw chde hantans. O yw hanke wanilia yw chdo yw chde chdo yw chagie. She was glad to see her parents, and they thought she would be happy to be home again. But soon they saw that she was sad and missed the colt and the wild horses. Each evening as the sun went down, people would hear the stallion neighing sadly from the hilltop above the village, calling for her to come back. The days passed. Her parents knew the girl was lonely. She became ill, and the doctors could do nothing to help her. They asked what would make her well again. I love to run with the wild horses, she answered. They are my relatives. If you let me go back to them, I shall be happy forevermore. Kunkunat kukuki tegikri lapina yokkita chinkiapi cha shuat kogolaki ake obunkta yoinkiapi. Tsuriganakawa stecha kupi. Nanakun shunkawakawa stecha cha kukupi. Sunbaloka glaskaki paha aliatahan hilchtaina umasun watkogalaki ihaka buki. Oyatiki otankhuna daku wasteshu chakup ak ingle glechena chanki wasteshu nagakeshke. Shunko akhanki khatsanki el wogli gle oapi. Na wambli wiaka na abach late es nidena akseo hanki iawi takshi chaskapi. Na ayop da wi khot kala ke kishin chin kala ki hun ku na ku ki ki uchak u. Her parents loved her and agreed that she should go back to live with the wild horses. They gave her a beautiful dress and the best horse in the village to ride. The spotted stallion led his wild horses down from the hills. The parents gave them fine things to wear, colorful blankets and decorated saddles. They painted designs on their bodies and tied eagle feathers and ribbons to their manes and tails. In return, the girl gave the colt to her parents. Everyone was joyful. Hocha akewi koskalatiki shambloka glashkaki sakib akanke. Lila iok chikipi namakun itapi. Hocha wikoskalatiki tkoyatiki ewichaksunjeshmi. Oma kha yoke la gulina shma hunku na kukuki shum chinchala wa wichaku. Once again, the girl rode beside the spotted stallion. They were proud and happy together. But she did not forget her people. Each year she would come back and she always brought her parents a colt. Huyukha oma kha wa el gulishmi. Nahidaha dueni wa ankeshmi. As itcha hena wichasa ewa kula mani bi ukha ndanahe laka sunwat khoglo pshaya wa wayankab na samkha wichega na sunbloka wa yukia galeshka cha yukhe na sunwiela wa lila oangwa stecha hatkheo ha na sindegi hanskaska cha jichicha cha wikorska laka ki jitakchi di sunka wa khayelo eapi hoca lehan Shunkwa kha uyate ki ha dakui chunya piki undiksi apsha ui unishpiki. Na shunwa khogla ea yusta iankapi wawiksi iankapsha na uzula chante unwase pelo. Ho he he hainla oi hanke. And then one year she did not return and was never seen again. But when hunters next saw the wild horses that galloped beside the mighty stallion, a beautiful mare, with a mane and tail floating like wispy clouds above her, they said the girl had surely become one of the wild horses at last. Today we are still glad to remember that we have relatives among the horse people, and it gives us joy to see the wild horses running free, our thoughts fly with them. The end. And again, that book is called The Girl Who Loved Wild Horses by Paul Goebel, and it is available at fine retailers everywhere. Well, one other thing. Still got some time left. Earlier we were talking about Lakota language in the school system, and Lakota at the tribal administrative level, and hopefully Lakota becoming more of a central class to school curriculums. Last week, I think I mentioned that I called a number of colleges and universities that have language requirements for high schools. High schoolers were applying, and I asked them. I said, I work at a reservation-based school. The only non-English language that we offer is Lakota language. Does that count, essentially? Would that count for the language requirement as an applicant? And of those schools that had a language requirement, every one of them said that they would accept those credits. And I think it's also significant, just the fact that a lot of schools do have language requirements, and it just goes to show that a lot of colleges and universities hold the learning of a language in as high regard as they do the learning of American history, English literature, you know, biology, chemistry, algebra, and all those other things that they expect high schoolers to learn. But the other component of that is the home, and as those people who have taught Lakota language for years or even decades know, it's very difficult, even if you have students an hour a day, 5 days a week, 9 months out of a year, it's very difficult to produce a fluent speaker out of that. You know, students come and go. You don't have them for 3 months every summer. At the beginning of the next year, you probably kind of have to start over. So we see this situation where students get into high school level Lakota classes and they're still having to learn the basics, the animal names, the numbers, the colors, you know, foods. Meanwhile, in English class, because English has a progressive curriculum, by high school they're reading books, they're reading poetry, they're writing essays, they're analyzing literature, and somewhere down the road, years in the future, it would be really great if by, say, the ninth grade level, they were able to, you know, read advanced text in Lakota, write short essays, you know, comparing different texts, or, you know, expository essays, all in Lakota, without having to translate them from English, but actually write them Lakota from a Lakota thought perspective. But that is that's a dream in the future. In the present, though, the reason I talked about the difficulty of the school level is because in the home, especially before reaching school age, children have a much more of an exposure to their parents, their guardians, whoever they're staying with. For especially the early years, they spend, you know, almost around the clock with family members. And so if Lakota transmission is happening in the home, you know, that child has a really good chance of growing up as a bilingual individual, able to communicate fully in both Lakota and English. And I've been spending some time online on the internet, looking into, you know, if you go on the internet, if you look at if you look for multilingual forums, there are so many different online communities of multilingual families, meaning not necessarily just two languages spoken within the family, but maybe three or four. Maybe the mother speaks two languages and the father speaks one language, and they're living in a country, you know, like they moved to a different country, and so there's a fourth language in that country that the kids are learning in school. And it's really not as common as a lot of us would think for children to be learning three or four different languages all at once in the home. And especially in other parts of the world where small countries border on each other real close together, or there are various languages within the same country, multilingualism is much more common than monolingualism, which is what predominates in the United States. The United States is a great monolingual culture of the world. English is mostly what's spoken anywhere. And, you know, reading through these sites and reading about how families are able to successfully get children to learn three or four languages as they grow up, you know, I gotta say, it makes teaching two languages look easy. You know, English plus one other language is a piece of cake compared to, you know, teaching four languages, especially if, you know, the parents only know, you know, each of them only know maybe two of those languages, and they're trying to keep up with the kids. But it is possible. They do it. There are, you know, techniques that they share to make it work. And I just wanted to bring this example in because I thought it was really interesting. And it's sort of three simple rules. This particular family is they are swap the. Let's see if I can remember the history of it. There's a mother, a father, and a daughter. The daughter's name is Sarah. And the mother is, I believe, American, and the father is, he's from Africa. His language is Swahili. But they live in America. But he really wants her, his daughter, to learn his first language. So even though they live in America in an English-speaking context, the daughter goes to an English-speaking school, he decided it was really important for her to learn his language. Now, he didn't make that decision until she was about 3 years old. And it would have been a lot easier if she had been an infant and had grown up completely bilingually with two languages. But it does go to show that even, you know, after the child has reached a certain age, even older than three, if you make the decision to go bilingual, it's possible to start. But anyway, here's what he wrote on his blog. He says, as we've introduced the Swahili language quite late to Sarah, we've had to be quite strict about using it. But 4 months in, it's showing results already. Sarah understands a lot and can respond with some basic phrases. Here are our three golden rules. Rule number one, Daddy only speaks to the children, and I guess there's more than Sarah, but he only talks about Sarah. Daddy only speaks to the children in Swahili. If Sarah doesn't understand, he will repeat the phrase in English and then say it a third and final time in Swahili. Rule number two, when Sarah says something to Daddy in English, he repeats it in Swahili, so she has the phrase for the next time. Number three, and this is the one which really helps, because Sarah is at her most motivated. All requests to Daddy must be made in Swahili. So when she wants her favorite song played, or another glass of milk, she knows how to ask in the magic language that makes things happen fast. So to recap, this could easily be done with Lakota or any other language. Let's say that you are the Lakota-speaking parent, or even a grandparent or guardian. If you decide that you are going to be the Lakota speaking person in the household to the young people. You can follow these three simple guidelines. One, you always have to use it. Not to say that if you don't use it once or twice, you might as well give up. But the more reinforcement, the more consistent you are with it, the faster learning is going to take place. And so use it. Be consistent with it. And rule number one was that if you say something to the child and the child doesn't understand, but they understand English, it's okay to repeat it in English. But once you've done that, repeat it a third time in Lakota to reinforce how the phrase sounds in Lakota. Rule number two, expect as the child begins to learn and pick up the language that they will begin to not just hear it but also use it. And that step is very, very important because we all know that there are a lot of young people who can fluently understand Lakota and yet not speak it. We call that passive fluency. And it's really, really good that they can understand it, but 30 years down the road, it would be really good to have those same people as Lakota language teachers because they have that fluency. So getting them to not only hear it, but speak it. So if a child says something to you in Lakota or in English, repeat it back to them in Lakota. So if, she says to you, "Where are you going?" You say back to her, "Dokialahe." Now, with the first rule, if you say, if you said to the hypothetical child, "Come here once," and she doesn't understand, then you say, "Hiutko." Then say, "Come here once." So you repeat it again, repetition. The third rule is, if you are the Lakota speaking parent, the child is going to have requests of you. They're going to want you to do things. Expect that those requests be made in the language. You don't have to be, mean about it. You don't have to make it unpleasant for them. But as they pick up the vocabulary at that age, they're perfectly able to use it once they've heard it enough times. And we've said this many times on the show, children of that age their brains are absolutely designed to pick up languages. They could probably pick up five languages if they wanted to at that stage. It's much easier for them to do it than for those of us trying to learn as adults. they are lucky in that way. And the last thing, I see that, that time is starting to go. But the other thing that people talk about on these forums is just keep working through it. Keep working through it. Raising children in a bilingual environment demands a really strong level of commitment, structure, organization, and dedication. And often the child will reach a certain age, a certain stage of development, and they will rebel, maybe for a day, maybe for a week, maybe even for a month or two. They won't want to speak the other language. They'll pretend they don't know it. They'll pretend they don't understand you. And that's part of raising a bilingual child. That's natural. But just keep going. Keep going with it. They will pass out of that stage. And they will thank you later on in life. Also, when the child goes to school for the first time, they're going to be pretty much in a full English environment unless they go to the immersion school. And keep at it. When they come home, it's going to be especially important for them to hear Lakota because they're probably not getting very much of it in school. So keep at it. And if a teacher tells you, or if somebody tells you, in a well-meaning way that you are harming your child or doing some disservice to them by teaching them two languages, that you're confusing them, don't listen to them. And now we try to hope that's new. don't listen to that. It's not true. It's a common misconception, but it is not true. You are giving them a gift. You are giving them something which is going to be beneficial to their life. And there's a lot of research to back that up. But don't back down. Somebody tells you that, you know, politely but firmly say, you know, no, this is my decision, and we're going with it. So I'm gonna hook out the okoki. Hey, okay, you walk lucky today. But my time is running out here, and again, I just want to say good evening to all of you out there listening, and have a good day. Drive safe out there. Next week, Lechimachbira Watchakte will be doing the show, and I will say hi to Kola Barak on behalf of all the voters in Shannon County that voted for him, and we'll be on here to talk to you again in another couple weeks. Tom Crash, Wopila, Tante Chichelo. Hohe.